This is Claire Casey, and you're listening to Part 1, Module 4, Burn Your Perfect Man Checklist, and then Stomp on the Ashes. If you've read any of the Law of Attraction stuff, we need to chat for a sec. Those programs can be awesome, but in this case, they might just bite you in your very delicate and attractive derriere, girlfriend, because they tend to teach that you must envision every last aspect of the man you dream of and then wait breathlessly for the universe to deliver him to you, i.e., you get what you wish for and you should be really, really specific. Now, I know that you have been building up very carefully in your head your dream. I mean, who doesn't do this? You know exactamundo what kind of man you want. And while you don't exactly scribble his name in your notebooks like I did in grade school, you probably have a perfect man checklist in your head. If not, on a bulletin board or on the front of your fridge or in your journal. When I think back to how many of these I created back in the day, they all said one or more version of the same old thing. Honesty, sense of humor, nice smile, intelligent, sensitive, romantic, financially secure, blah, 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 for at least 142 more lines. And don't even get me started on those kinds of lists inspired by romance novels. I rocked those lists. If I had read The Notebook back then, you would have loved my perfect man checklist. It was deeply sentimental mushy mush, like number 58. Will be charmed by my efforts to play Chopin on an out-of-tune piano in the crumbling, abandoned plantation house that he will one day purchase and restore out of love for me. Number 59. Will write me 365 love letters every year without fail and continue to keep the fires of our love burning no matter what. Whew. It's okay. You can smile. I'm totally doing it. I read a ton of romance novels. I keep those people in business, seriously. But time for a little house cleaning. Because here's a secret you may have suspected. There are hundreds, make that gazillions, of guys out there who could totally melt your heart and charge your battery at the same time. Honestly, the perfect man list is not worth your energy or focus. Your focus should be way bigger than that. Now let me explain. Here's secret number 2, which is related to the plenty of fish in the sea truth that I already mentioned. All those men, they are all curiously, wonderfully, astonishingly different and changing every day, just like you. In other words, they aren't necessarily going to match your perfect man checklist because your perfect man checklist is too small to contain the fabulous variety, excitement, passion, and adventure that the men of the world represent. Writing a perfect man checklist is like asking the universe for a juicy red apple, which is admittedly yummy, before you even realize that you might actually prefer to enjoy a fragrant, luscious strawberry, or a heavy, stripy watermelon filled with sweet deliciousness, or a succulent, exotic mango, papaya, guava, or carambola, which are those yellow fruits that turn into a star shape when you slice them. I had to look up that name. And so on. I'm not saying guys are fruits, although that does make me laugh. Truly, thinking for a minute about how different your profile, your personal profile on Facebook is than, for example, a job application. Think about both of those together. Both of them would be different than what your mother or your high school boyfriend or your BFF would say about you, or the descriptions your grouchy neighbor down the hall or the jerk who ran into your car at the traffic light have for you. All of which are different from what you'd write for a dating website. Hell, for that matter, you may have written half a dozen profiles for dating websites and they sound like half a dozen people. You love puppies, but you honk when you laugh, and you don't like rubbing sunscreen into sandy skin, so you'd generally rather hike in the mountains rather than lay on the beach. You're surly during summer storms. You hate people who don't clean up after their dogs in the park. And you paid to see Legally Blonde 3 times in the movie theater and you can juggle. Malls give you hives. Butter is your favorite food group. You dominate at foosball. What does any of that really say about the true you? You see what I mean? No single profile can genuinely capture the real you. So why would you expect it to capture the real him? Take this opportunity to lovingly smooch those lists and tuck them inside a diary or a keepsake drawer, and don't touch them again until your grandkids find them and you can get a good laugh out of the whole silly thing. I know I titled this section Burn Your Perfect Man Checklist and Stomp on the Ashes, but that feels a little bit extreme, maybe. Although, if that feels like an inspiring thing and you want to do it, go for it, and I will loan you my flamethrower. That's what I needed for all of mine. Meanwhile, let's get on to more good news, because there's plenty. Becoming the intoxicating woman that men will desire and other women will envy. Okay, we've talked already about why men love to chase women, and we've gone over a few of the reasons the man of your dreams hasn't yet found you and made a mad rush to win your attention. But here's the kicker. No matter how many secret obstacles lie between you and him, you have the majority of the power in this situation. Hot damn, woman, this is going to be sweet for you. There is so much that you can do to become the intoxicating, fabulous woman that lots of men will desire. Even this little book, this course, is just a handful of yummy little cupcake sprinkles in a giant mason jar filled with them. How will it feel to have guys competing for your attention? How awesome will it be to actually have to choose from among the guys who are hoping and begging for your attention? And what will you say on your 90th birthday when you look back on the life and love you happily chose and happily enjoyed? Yeah, that's what I thought you'd say. So here's the thing I want you to do. Take a deep breath, exhale, and promise yourself these 3 things. Number 1, the past is the past. Nothing that has happened, or that has not happened, as the case may be, in the past, is going to adversely impact where you decide to go now. Mentally draw a line in the sand, step over it, and tell your past to stay put. If anything, the issues, problems, experiences, and stories in your past will positively power your path for the future, but they are not going to stop you from going where you decide to go. That's the first thing. Here's the second promise you owe yourself. Number 2, say this: I am filled with power. And I'm not telling you to say that because you have the muscles of a ripped and glistening bodybuilder, although if you do, that's kind of cool. I'm saying it because not only are you born to be a strong woman, you have other strong women to model yourself after, learn from, and lean on. Every woman needs a constellation of role models, mentors, and friends. Who is in yours? Now, these women don't have to be real. Think Wonder Woman, Ellen Ripley from the movie Alien, She-Ra, Lara Croft, Sarah Connor. They don't have to be real, and they also don't have to be still living. Think Eleanor Roosevelt, Rosa Parks, Coco Chanel, Amelia Earhart, Cleopatra, Catherine the Great. And these women definitely don't have to be perfect. Think of your favorite aunt, a wonderful teacher, the coach who was there at just the right time in your life, or a girlfriend who has been there for you through thick and thin. Spend a few minutes mentally naming some of the amazing, wonderful women in your constellation of support and say to yourself, I am strong, I am powerful, I have control in my own life and the lives of others. Watch out, world. And here's the third promise you need to make yourself right now. And this is it. Say to yourself, my future is going to be beautiful. Because it is. You have the power to make it so. See number two above. You already want a beautiful future, or you and I wouldn't be talking right now. That's right. You may have thought you were behind on the path, but you are not. You're actually ahead. And it looks even better up there, just through the trees where the sunshine is beaming down through the leaves on your picture-perfect path. Now, I'm not saying everything will always be easy. You are way too smart to buy that line anyhow. I'm just saying that you are incredibly powerful. And if you want it, and I know you do, the beautiful future you desire is waiting for you. I can't wait to see you grab it.